The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to learn a new truth and embrace the life of your dreams. Now, today we're going to talk about, get this, preventing and reversing neurological issues in your brain. You know, we've had shows like this before, and we've had wonderful leaders. This is the person that we have on the show today is Robert Scott Bell. He is a naturopath, So I'm going to have to ask him the difference between a holistic practitioner, a naturopath, a naturopathic healer. I mean, there's so many different ways we can say it, but there's only one Robert Scott Bell. So if you're concerned about your memory failing, about, as you know, we don't worry so much about our history, our medical history, our family history, our past history. We focus on now. What are we doing today, or what did you do 20 years ago to make sure that your functions, your brain, your body is functional? And so today we're going to learn a new truth about how to reverse and prevent neurological degenerative diseases. Robert Scott Bell was turned to holistic medicine when conventional medicine could not cure him. Then what do? You become a holistic practitioner. And then what do after that? You become like the voice of it. And he also is a world-renowned, I'm going to give him the title of world-renowned radio show host. And I'm very thrilled every time he's on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Robert Scott Bell is here to do just that. Welcome, Robert, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Good morning, Lillian. It's great to be with you again, and you're looking wonderful. I always appreciate so much your dedication to bring in the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of your listeners. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate your dedication. You're out there making sure that we are educated and we are informed with a new truth, because we've been told a bill of lies. Yesterday, my guest called it manure. And I think we can say manure on the air as opposed to maybe a lesser, kinder word. So talk about your passion and why day after day you're out there making sure that we have the information that will empower us.
Well, as you mentioned, growing up, I was raised in a pharmaceutical medical family.
Yeah.
And the many ailments I suffered with for the first 24 years of my life were not answered appropriately, I would say now, by modern medicine, but served to make me more toxic, weaker, sicker. The digestive issues became worse. Things that were masking and covering up the symptoms I suffered from actually ended up adding tenfold the amount of problems I began with. So I kind of abandoned modern medicine other than for acute emergency care, at about 19 years of age. Mm-hmm. And then met a homeopathic doctor who I trained with for over 10 years. And at a certain point in that discovery, I found that I had the ability to communicate these principles I was learning that were not part of my upbringing. And sure. I felt like I needed to bring them to my culture, our culture here in America, and then found that people around the world were clamoring for this information. It wasn't just unique to the United States. So broadcast media expansion, as you know, not only through radio, but through the internet, means we can reach people we've never reached before. And so underlying all of my desire to help people was the freedom aspect that was lacking. There was so much suppression of information, access to healers, or to become a healer yourself, mm-hmm. to bring what I perceived to be our birthright in healing back to each and every one of us. And so it was a combination play of, yes, I want to learn how to heal myself, but I'd like to help others to do the same or better. But I want to communicate that to all those who are ready and not be limited by a classroom, in a sense, you know, how many people could come see you versus how many could we reach. And so that's been, you know, the dawn of the Robert Scott Bell Show now, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, to continue to bring that out.
Yes. And you do a wonderful job at bringing, and you combine a lot more than what I do. I stay away from politics and you thrive there too. So you understand the politics of why you discuss, and I understand it as well, but you discuss the politics of why we are not given this information. And that's what I try to stay away from. I want to find, I think the two, we complete each other. How about that, Robert? You complete me. So it's one of those things that we know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know. And that's where the danger lies, because there is a puppet and show on the right-hand side saying, look at me, but don't look over here where it could hurt you and harm you, but take it, but don't look over here because it could hurt you and harm you. So we're going to learn a new truth with Robert Scott Bell when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
All right, I saw it. Okay. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where our conversations on and off the air are just as special. Today, we are talking with our teacher, Robert Scott Bell. You can find Robert Scott Bell Monday through, you said 6 days a week. I thought it was 5 days. So Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now you're on Saturday or Sunday?
Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, yes.
1 to 3, and you're on Genesis Communication Network?
Yeah, that's our syndicator. And we also simulcast on YouTube now. And it's a lot of fun to have interaction with folks in the video realm.
Very good. You're going to have to give me some tips on that one, because this show will be on YouTube, of course, but to do it live, that would be cool. Okay, so now today we're talking about degenerative diseases. Now, but not just degenerative diseases. They're how to prevent and reverse neurological degenerative diseases with Robert Scott Bell. He is a holistic practitioner who happens to have a microphone in his mouth almost every day of his life. And so he is there to share it from the mountaintop so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are people ahead of us that know a heck of a whole lot more, but even if they do, and they're doing all the research and they're telling us about it, it is our responsibility to research what they're saying, to verify, trust but verify, even the stuff that you hear on the show, so that you can make it your truth, not because you heard somebody say it, but because you heard it, you researched it, and you were able to, you can't argue facts. You can't argue facts. Facts are facts. So with that in mind, Robert, we were talking off the air about this little girl that was presented to me yesterday in a situation that the label of the parent that had on the child was that she had a disease. And yes, people do get diseases, but the way the regular conventional medicine works, it makes us feel that once you have that disease, you're done. There's nothing else you can do. But this is the good news. That's not true, right?
No, it's not true at all. I think we over-identify with diagnoses, and that can be problematic. It can bring comfort to have a name to something,
yes.
To recognize that it is not you, and it is just a label that is given to describe certain aberrations in terms of metabolism of the cells on a deep, deep level, and it manifests in specific ways that they say, all right, this is what we'll call it. Often it's given name by the person who identifies it, coins it, but it isn't you. It's just something that's manifesting based on, you know, either ignorance or arrogance. I know it's a rough thing to hear either one because we don't want to acknowledge that in ourselves, but most of us didn't know or don't know what brings on these diseases. I certainly did not. My parents did not with all of my ailments. I remember my elders when I was a child growing up, I would see some of them had died of cancer, what I had later found to the treatment for the cancer. I even had one uncle who was a World War II veteran who was suffering with Parkinson's. And I do remember this very well. He had the uncontrollable shakes. He lost control of his musculature. And it was a very hard thing to witness a strong man, a soldier who, you know, fought for our country in World War II, dying helplessly, if you will, of a neurological degradation disease. Now, I see in people that I consult with or consult with me, MS, multiple sclerosis, in very young women, yeah. As almost a norm now of expectation. And so when I've seen more and more of these neurological degradation diseases, including those that occur in childhood with autism, something that you've mentioned before, of course, and I have the question, what is there? Is there a common factor? Are there common factors that we can identify so that it isn't just about managing the symptoms? I mentioned, and I will mention, the use of cannabidiol from hemp or the cannabis plant as a wonderful tool, a wonderful option, but it is not the answer. It is one of many things that I would want everybody to consider when preventing or reversing any of these named or diagnosed labeled diseases that I don't want you to over-identify with.
Sure. And I want to share with my listening friends and my viewing friends that if you are wanting to do something special for yourself on February 3rd, Robert is giving a lecture at the Health Basket in Mount Dora at 2 p.m. That's February 3rd. That's a Saturday at 2 p.m. I normally don't date myself. Because I want to be able to play this in the future, Robert. So for those of you who are near the Mount Dora area or would like to do a field trip, because I'd love to be there. I know that I have a conflict with that date. No, I don't. Okay. So that is something that we can learn from you a little bit more deeper about CBD oil. So I have my opinion, and this is based on my experience, not based on somebody else's facts or any anecdotal evidence I've read or research or anything. But I've been told that CBD oil helps with everything. I mean, you name it, CBD oil works. And so I decided I was having some issues with sleeping, and I've been working on my minerals, and that's what I've been doing lately. And I just started taking iodine, and iodine kind of helped a lot because I have a thyroid condition. No one had ever told me take iodine. So I started doing iodine. That made a big difference, working on my adrenals. Now, I was told, take CBD oil, and it'll help you relax at night. So what do I do? I bought some CBD oil, and it's a really good brand. And I take it at night, and I'm wide awake. Mm-hmm. So, what's happening to my body when I take CBD oil that it kind of like hypes me up?
Well, there are different interactions. This is where we get to metabolic individuality.
There we go.
Types. And it is interesting to note because there are other cannabinoids within the hemp plant or the cannabis plant. THC and CBD are two of the most known. And certain types, depending whether you go into sympathetic or parasympathetic response, people will respond better to certain things or certain aspects of the plant. So it's not always the appropriate solution, for instance, to relax. Although more often than not, it is. But there are certain body types that would do better with a different cannabinoid, for instance, okay, within the mix, or a combination of both. I know the controversy on the state level is that THC is considered the psychoactive component that makes you high. But if there is a need for it when you're dealing with a cancer or a pain issue, sometimes CBD can take the anxiety out, but not the pain. Sometimes it does. So we have to understand bioindividuality. Now, granted, there's a lot of science to support the use for a wide variety of manifestations of symptoms. I'm not going to dispute that, but there's always the case for bioindividuality and dosing. Some people will do well on a 1 to 3 milligram dose. Some people will need a 5, 10, 15 milligram dose. Some people with cancer might need 30 to 300 extraordinary amounts. So there are a lot of those factors to consider, even though the nice thing is the worst scenario, if you take too much, for most people would be to take a nap because it's somnolent. You know, but
not for me. I'm doing the dishes.
If it hypes you up, again, pay attention and you can use it appropriately in that way. But there's always, I won't even call it the outlier. You're not the outlier per se. You just interact with it differently metabolically.
Okay. That's good to know, because I stopped after a couple of times of trying it. And of course, sleep is very important to me. I'm very committed to my sleep. Although when I was younger, I thought sleep was something you did for 10 minutes, you know, and that was it. And I burnt the candle at both ends and I could do it for days and days and days. But as you get older, you're no longer a teenager or in your 20s or millennia, whatever, and your sleep becomes a little bit more important. So I've not messed with it since then. So in a situation like with anybody who's trying CBD oil for the first time, let's talk about why would anybody try CBD oil? Why would we talk about CBD oil when it comes to preventing and reversing neurological disorders?
Well, the clinical results I've seen are extraordinary for many nervous system disorders. But I will say, you know, recent peer-reviewed literature, which we scour the literature to see if we can validate what we're witnessing clinically. And we're finding extraordinary reference points for, I'm just looking at an article right now from the peer-reviewed literature on Alzheimer's disease specifically.
Yes.
But they're reference points because it's anti-inflammatory. It has anti-inflammatory properties. We know that a lot of the brain and neurological degradation issues are the result of chronic long-term inflammation. Now, a lot of the inflammation is caused by oxidative stress. So they've seen and evidenced another manifestation of CBD in the body as an antioxidant. Okay, so we've got basic concepts. There are other minerals that I recommend and utilize and written about in Unlock the Power to Heal, including selenium, which is very critical. But CBD plays a very strong role in just the affinity for brain and neural tissue. Now, it's also seeing this work in vitro and in vivo. So it isn't just theoretical in a petri dish models. They're seeing it in both ways. With Parkinson's, they talk about attenuation of the dopaminergic impairment in vivo, neuroprotective aspects. And so, again, they're very specific in terms of how they're interacting with different patients, different labels.
Yes.
And I would say there's a similarity to all neurological degradation diseases and what we may be deficient in, but how CBD and the cannabinoid or endocannabinoid system fulfills something that is lacking because we've suppressed knowledge of this plant and also access to it. And again, I'm speaking now of CBD derived from hemp plants, hemp products, because in most states, we still have laws against accessing it. The cannabis plant, as they call it, marijuana. So I want to make sure we have accessibility to it. So from the hemp derived CBD, we can get this and benefit from it today, no matter what the laws supposedly say on the state level about it. Even right here where we're broadcasting in Florida, this is sold in health food stores, so you don't need a prescription. You don't have to get a medical marijuana card to get it.
Yeah, and I'm loving the fact that we are exploring a little bit more. But here's the thing. I do not want for CBD to become the next snake oil. You know, some chances are that, and I love the fact that you're saying that it could be used differently for different people depending on their component, the way they are, the way they're made. And I love the fact that we, each one of us needs to try it to see how it works for us. Are you finding that that there's too many people are putting their hands on CBD and trying to make some claims that have not been substantiated and could hurt this industry as well?
Well, there's always that risk. I mean, we are on a frontier, if you will, of science as well as the marketplace because of the excitement for cannabis. So there are a lot of people coming in that are, well, maybe, listen, in every field, including the natural products industry, you've got to be very vigilant.
Yes.
And care for, you know, the quality. That's what I have to do as well. And so I need to have third party validations. It's not enough for me to have a company claim what they say is great about their product. So I think we need to not just respond to the hype and marketing, just as we do with anything in life, and go to, you know, who are serious in this field, who's doing the work, and who's validating it, and who's, you know, acknowledging the limitations of what are, you know, can be put on a label. I'm a free speech guy. I'd rather know more information and kind of navigate my way through it than less. We have a nanny state mentality where we believe the government knows more. I believe the government in many ways does not, even if they're theoretically good intentions there.
Okay.
So, you know, we have to do our research, and that's okay. What I've done. That's what you do.
Okay. And so when we return from the break, we're going to talk about the importance of other aspects, not just CBD oil. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, we'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn something new each day. Go through life with childlike wonder. And today's teacher is Robert Scott Bell of the Robert Scott Bell Show. He is a holistic practitioner who has made it his mission to shout a new truth from the mountaintops. And as I've shared with you before, there was a time that we thought the earth was flat. And somewhere along the way, someone said, hey, maybe not so true. And years, many, 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 many years later, hundreds of years later, someone said, you know what? I'm just, yeah, well, here are some facts. Here's some evidence. But there are still people who believe the earth is flat. And you know what? The bottom line is that we have got to learn a little bit more what we think is true and embrace it as, okay, this is the evidence. This is what I see. But here's the other side of that. The people who argue that the earth is flat have evidence too. So be careful. Make sure you do your research. Your spirit will guide you. You will just make sure you don't go on emotion. You go on science and facts and where your gut is leading you. It's so important that you find your truth, find your voice, and verify everything that you hear. Don't just repeat it. And so today we're talking to Robert Scott Bell, who is teaching us a new truth about neurological issues that you can reverse or prevent and what you do. And I want to make sure that you understand one thing doesn't cure all. It could be many things that you have to chip away, chip away, chip away. So for those of you who are tuning in, we're talking about CBD. We're going to be talking about coconut. We're going to talk about all the different things that may look, the imitators that may look like you have a disease and or maybe causing an illusion of a disease. So all those things we're going to be covering in this segment. And for those of you who would like to be a part of the show and a friend of the show, become a subscriber at whenyouneedafriend.com. When you do, you get free gifts. And not only that, the show gets delivered to your phone or tablet. Once you become a subscriber, you will also get free gifts, especially my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. And I'm excited every time I get an email from you saying that this is a path that you never knew you needed to make. So here is different ways. If you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, just click on buttons and subscribe and like and be a part of this movement of 100% responsibility. You can catch me on demand at Apple Cast, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. I'm also on Spotify now. So things are growing. Things are moving. Please join me on this adventure. You can call me and leave a message or text me at 407-373-5959. As I said, when we first came on the air, we are going to figure out different ways that we can heal our body and figure out why we're having the symptoms that we have. Now, Robert Scott Bell is the host of the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's also an holistic practitioner who's been, how long have you been doing this, Robert?
Let's see. Gosh, now it's too long to remember. Oh, about 30 years, and I've been in broadcast media for, I think this is entering my 19th year.
That's amazing.
In radio as well. So yeah, we've been at it for a while and seen a lot of shifts and changes. And we try to distinguish between the, as you mentioned earlier, the hype and marketing versus the science that validates the reasons why we would explore and integrate new things into the healing protocols. Because if we stop learning, of course, that's stagnation. That's not
absolutely
what I want to do ever.
Yeah, I always say that if you think you know all the answers, put a chalk line around you because you're dead. Mm-hmm. That is when we stop learning, that moment we take our last breath. And who knows, we go into that next life learning even more. So there's never a stop to growth, to the learning that we could experience on this earth. And so during the break, I said to you, Robert, I want people to understand it's not one thing you do. It's the many things that build to that one thing you're trying to heal. And so earlier you talked about MS, and I had shared with you during the break that MS could be an imitator for overgrowth, candida overgrowth, or it could be something else that's going on in your life. But we talked about statins. We talked about all this. So if you, for those of you who want to catch this video later on, you can catch it on YouTube, and perhaps maybe even I'll post it on Facebook. But Robert, let's talk about the fact that taking a supplement or a mineral, one may not be the end all be all. There's nutrition. There's other things that we can do to heal ourselves. So share a little bit about how do we know that our forgetfulness or our trembles or our depression isn't related to, a disease and maybe something that we're doing that's causing it.
Well, I think that as we brought out the label, right, the scientific, if you will, or diagnostic yes. label is not necessarily what it is, right? It's describing something, or they make a definition under the name. The reality is, as you've discussed, MS can be wrongly diagnosed or, as mimickers like yeast overgrowth. You mentioned the gut. Gut brain health is a very real connection.
And Lyme disease, too.
Lyme disease as well. These things are emerging. So there can be infectious components, attacking the nerves and creating inflammation of the nerves. Candida overgrowth could be evidence of mercury toxicity as well, not just that you're eating too much refined sugar. So when we talk about all neurological diseases, heavy metals typically have a role to play in creation of them, mercury being number one. We're learning a lot about aluminum, even in autism, much less those who are aged and dealing with dementia. So these all precipitate mineral deficiencies. The metals will displace the minerals. And number one on the list of minerals that I see deficiencies in across the board is selenium. And mm-hmm. so I utilize 100% whole food forms of selenium because the form is important. It's not just synthetic isolates from coal tar. A lot of people that go into mass market merchandisers to buy supplements because they're cheap are getting things that the body can't even recognize truly. And mm-hmm. so when I'm replenishing selenium, I think this is number one in terms of minerals that we need to look at because it's neuroprotective and neuroregenerative.
Okay, so selenium, you're mentioning selenium. How do we know that we are deficient in selenium? Because I've had people like Morley Robbins, I don't know if you know Morley,
yes.
People like that say, okay, most people are diagnosed with anemia. And he's saying that, no, that we are iron toxic mm-hmm. as opposed to having the need of iron. So what do you say about how to discover mm-hmm. what our mineral deficiencies are?
Well, yeah, Morley talks about the copper and iron connection, right?
Yes.
The imbalance, the dysfunction associated with metabolism therein. And I don't disagree with him. I would just expand the discussion to recognize that the soils have been depleted of selenium. The food that is grown, if it's not 100% organic in those healthy soils rife with selenium, it's just not there anymore. And mm-hmm. so I acknowledge and recognize specific deficiencies and how they manifest, right? Without the selenium, of course, we can't protect against oxidative damage. It is the ultimate antioxidant. We mentioned CBD plays a role there too. But selenium for me, again, I was helping to heal neurological degradation before CBD. What I'm saying about mm-hmm. CBD is not a panacea, but it is that great accelerator of recovery in addition, because we still have to pay attention to the mineral deficiencies. Number two on this list is a chromium deficiency. Why? Because sugar metabolism is important. We need to nourish the cells with energy, and the energy that is used is from sugar, although not refined. But the reality is without chromium, we can't deliver the healthy sugars to the cells for their benefit. So that's another mineral that's key in deficiency in these cases.
And I want to add, Robert, that, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, they've been labeling it as diabetes type 3.
That's right.
And yes. So we have to be very careful. I'd like for you to expand a little bit on the sugar, because you said that's not processed sugar, or, you know, let's talk about sugar and what it could do to our memory.
Yeah, the idea here is if you can't deliver the energy the cells need, and the brain needs a lot of it, you become hypoglycemic. Therein lies the higher function of the brain is no longer going to function properly. And you're going to go into that animal brain model. This is where, you know, hypoglycemia, you talk about people that get agitated, irritated, yeah. angry, mm-hmm. can even act out in horrific ways. You'd say, how would that person do that? It's because the animal brain has taken over when the higher functions are not being nourished. Without the chromium, we can't deliver the sugars appropriately to the cells in need, particularly, again, the brain in this case. But there is something even bigger in terms of mineral integrity. And that is the deficiency of the mineral silicon or silica. And silica from a whole food, again, whole food sourcing. That's what I always do. I don't sell any products.
I love the whole food, because I've just switched my vitamin C to whole food plant-based.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. When you do that, you don't need as much. But silicon, think of the silicon chip of the computer. We have in the brain that kind of silicon necessity, yet we are so deficient because so much of the soils have been robbed, the food has been robbed, etc. And so I look and specifically identify these deficiencies across the board in neurological diseases. And if we replenish them, it is transformative.
I am in that spot right now. I'm working on the minerals, and I started with a hair sample. I want to talk about that during the break, about different ways that we can acknowledge what or find out what our deficiencies are for minerals when we return with Robert Scott Bell, worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. I am so excited every time Robert Scott Bell is on the show. It had been a while before we got him back just recently. It had been like maybe a couple of years, but we run into each other because he just recently got a wonderful award at the Doctors Who Rock Gala, and well-deserved for the work that he is doing in the community for the last 19 so years as a holistic practitioner, radio show host, who is giving us the back version of the story as well. If you're interested in attending a free lecture on CBD for neurological degradation diseases, Saturday, February 3rd of this year, at the Health Basket in Mount Dora, you'll be able at 2 p.m., you'll be able to listen to this wonderful man live. He's going to share how certain supplements will help you and heal, but primarily CBD. And so I want to also add, when it comes to CBD or anything that you're taking, please know one size does not cure all. It's a bunch of different things that you have to do in order to achieve what you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. So before we went on the break, Robert, I wanted to talk about the fact that we can do things that will cause us to believe there's something else going on. And somebody comes in and says, oh, you have this, and they give you a diagnosis. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, that's what it is. But we don't stop and go beyond it. So you were talking about different, like the minerals that could be deficient in the body. You mentioned selenium, chromium, and silica. Yeah.
I utilize whole food forms of all of these substances to, you know, there are a lot of reasons, and it's not like one mineral does one thing. It's like they have many things, but specific to our discussion, I want people to understand why, you know, the silica is so important in the right form, because again, the brain's like a silicon chip. The nervous system needs the silica. It's not just skin, hair, and nails. Like ladies say, I take my silica every day, but there are gross deficiencies in silicon that make the nervous system unable, incapable of doing its job efficiently or completely. Mm-hmm. And yes, that doesn't mean we don't talk about the heavy metals I mentioned already, or the benefit of omega-3 essential fatty acids, or even saturated fat from coconut oil. All of these things play a vital role in the health, the function, the structure, all that needs to happen for brain and neurological health. And that's why I like what you say. It's not that CBD is the thing. If we neglect everything else that preceded it, which is for me exciting because the CBD was the add-on component that accelerated everything that I was already doing. That also, you know, flows beautifully, as opposed to, well, I did nothing, couldn't figure it out. Now CBD is everything. So I don't ever reference it that way, but critical component in terms of regeneration and repair. But in some cases, granted, people aren't willing to make lifestyle changes. For the most part, they could do the CBD safely, get some benefit. They may not be addressing it as well as I'd like to see them, but they're not going to be harmed by it in that sense. So that's a nice thing, other than the drugs that they're giving in modern medicine that can be very harmful, and in addition to managing their symptoms.
Yeah, you talked about statins during the break too. What can statins do?
Statins are really the gateway drug to dementia and Alzheimer's, honestly, because they reduce the energy production of the cell and the mitochondria, coenzyme Q10. They are very damaging and toxic to the liver. They reduce cholesterol. Cholesterol is a big part of the brain, very important for protection and integrity of brain and nervous system tissue. So we want to have higher cholesterol levels, not lower, if we want to live longer and have full cognitive function well into our old ages.
Okay. So again, how do we know that we have dementia? And I had mentioned to you, I've been doing some research on dementia and Alzheimer's. And until you die and they look at your brain, they really don't know if you really had it or not. But I've looked at some PET scans, and I've looked at some measuring, you know, diagnostic tools that could prevent can tell you for sure if you have it. What is your opinion on these diagnostic tools to confirm that you have a neurological disease?
Well, listen, people want validation. I understand that. They want a label placed on these things. I place less emphasis on it. If someone comes to me with these scans to say, see, this is what it is, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But for me as a homeopath, the symptoms will tell me more about, you know, the general health of the body, will indicate the things that I'll need to do. And in many cases, across the board with brain and neurological issues, the same scenarios underlie it. Modern medicine doesn't acknowledge those mineral deficiencies so much, doesn't acknowledge the role of heavy metals so much in terms of causation either. Mm-hmm. And we have such a fear of fat in our culture still, even today. Even in health food stores, you can go in and see low fat, no fat sections. For me, that's still very problematic.
Yeah.
So whether you get validation for your own level of comfort, I'm not going to argue against that. I would just say don't become attached to those things and recognize that if we replenish the minerals, if we detoxify the heavy metals, the burdens and things like that, no matter what they've labeled you with, can be reversed. All right. So again, it's a matter of your comfort level with caring or not caring about the label. I don't care so much about the label. It could tell me some things, but they completely miss causation. So what's the point?
Yeah, but the label could also be a start for you, a wake-up call that will motivate you to discover the root cause. If this is what I have today and this is what I've been diagnosed with, why?
Yeah.
Why do I have it? Can I go backwards now? I mean, have you ever lost your keys, Robert? And you're going, okay, where was the last place I put them? And you go backwards and you go, okay, I was here, I was here, I was here. And you finally figured out that's where my keys are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what we should do about a diagnosis, right?
Oh, certainly. And like you said, I don't speak out against diagnosis per se, because it can be helpful.
Yeah, it's a roadmap.
Right. But what I would say is, again, the attachment, the undue attachment to it, that often is more harmful than helpful.
Yes.
And so if you bring to me a series of symptoms and you say, I'm concerned about my memory issues, certainly we can work on that, whether you have, you know, a disease diagnosed per se. And none of the things that I would relate and we have related this hour would not be appropriate. They would all be appropriate in regards to this. And none of these things would be harmful either. So this is the thing where we talk about real medicine, first do no harm, Hippocratic oath kind of concepts.
Yeah.
I really take that to heart. Homeopathically, I will work with the liver to detoxify. I will use the minerals, the herbs, the different things. So we have a lot of tools at our disposal that are helpful and not harmful. We just don't have enough holistic doctors or regular doctors that are integrated into this level. So I'm working hard, as you are, through the media to communicate this, through the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, to communicate this, to go out and lecture to communicate this, because ultimately we have to take that responsibility. As you mentioned that word, it's not a bad word, a very powerful word, because it can transform your future.
Yes.
Not because you get lucky, but because it's within your power to do so.
Well, when I talk about responsibility, as you know, I talk about empowerment and freedom. The kind of responsibility that the world thinks that is the word's meaning is blame, shame, fault, and duty. That has no place in my life. Yes, you can use a situation to look at, okay, how did I create it? But again, without that attachment that you talk about earlier, it's got to be fact. Okay, 2 + 2 = 4. I'm not going to get angry about that. I'm going to figure out, how did this happen? What can I do to make it better? What are the gifts and lessons? And what am I going to do to make sure nobody else has to go through this? And Robert, you are amazing. I wish we could talk about, because there's other products, like I heard about lion's mane. I don't know if you have researched it, but you know, it's kind of like scary when you get this like new word, everything is so good. And then they bombard the internet. Everything is bombarded. So, you know, it's like baby steps. We need to just take these little tiny little bites. And CBD oil, I'm glad that you are. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm using.
Yeah, that's what you're using. Okay. So for those of you who want to see what he's using, you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out the videos. And Robert Scott Bell, I'm just so grateful for everything that you do. I know that we're going to continue our conversation right after the show. Is there one last thing, one last thought that you'd like to share with my listening friends?
Water, hydration.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh, the basis for everything. And we utilize molecular hydrogen in our water through an electrolytic process. If you want to learn more, robertswater.com. There's a free ebook about the technology as well.
Very good. I'll let that be the final word before we go on to our video. And thank you, my listening friends. Now you've learned a new truth. I hope that something that we said today will spark your interest to just focus on healing as opposed to why you have a diagnosis. Just focus on getting better. Heal the body. It will follow. If you do the right things, your body will heal. And we're going to, and so this is Lil McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.